السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The knowledge of Allah is full of wonders, unbelievable wonders. It doesn't matter how long you go through it. It is always exploring it. It is always full of wonders, endless wonders. Today we'll explore the third level of understanding of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're getting deeper. And today we will give an example of that in the special knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes some of His slaves to, that He provides some of His creation, part of it, which is called Al-Ilm Al-Ladunni, the Divine Knowledge. And the name came from the verse in Surah Al-Kahf, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, and we have given him this لَدُنِّي عِلْم, that particular person, divinely taught person. And we can see, the first of all, that even a man of the quality of Prophet Musa, it's not any person, is a prophet, okay? And he could not handle that knowledge. And he's just not any prophet. He is one of the five greatest prophets. The so-called power prophets. The five power prophets. That Allah, the name came from the verse in the Quran where Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Five from أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, or five power prophets. He was one of them. And not only he was one of the five power prophets, but he was given something that nobody ever was given, which is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person with such a quality could not handle being exposed to these kinds of knowledge and maintaining, because it requires a lot of qualities that he wasn't able to handle. The divinely taught person warned him, and he told him, you will not be able to handle this kind of knowledge. Because, why? Because this knowledge requires a lot of qualities to handle without losing trust in the wisdom of Allah. You can't be exposed to this kind of knowledge without questioning the wisdom of Allah. And what that was, how could you be exposed to this knowledge without questioning the wisdom of Allah? You can't. So he said, well, in order for you really to go through these events, and be able to wait until you learn the wisdom of Allah at the end, that's beyond the ability of any human being. He said, well, try me. I want to learn. So, you know the story. What we want to pick out of this story are one particular statement that was made three times at the end of every verse where the wisdom of Allah was mentioned first and then followed by this particular portion. He started explaining, of course, we know the story. He started explaining to him the wisdom of Allah. So, the first, the wisdom of Allah in ruining the boat, the wisdom of Allah in killing the boy, and the wisdom of Allah in fixing the wall. At the very end of the explanation comes very strange statement. In the very first statement, he ended with, about the boat, he said, فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِبَهَا. He said, I wanted to ruin the ship. And the second wisdom, the wisdom of killing the boy, he said, فَأَرَدْنَا, we wanted to Allah to replace them with a better boy. And then in the third time, he said, after mentioning the wisdom of fixing the walls, he said, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. Where, so, فَأَرَدْنَا, in the first wisdom, in the first wisdom, فَأَرَدْتُ, in the second wisdom, فَأَرَدْنَا, in the third wisdom, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. So, what is the story here? In order to understand this, we need to know a few things first. That the first thing we need to know is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes leave blanks for some of His creation to fill. The reason is to show the quality of those creation. Why? Because those creation, after they fill the blank, Allah will show that the way they filled the blank is exactly the way He wanted. So look, the way they filled the blank without knowing was the right answer. because that's how I wanted it. And Allah have talked about it, for example, in Dhul-Qarnayn, that he showed the matching between his will and the will of Allah. And also in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, I'll make laws and I make laws and regulations, and you make laws and regulations. The laws and regulations that the Prophet makes, okay, these are gaps that Allah have left for him to make. After he fills in the gap, then the match, Allah will show that the Prophet had made a regulation similar to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wanted. Not only in the Prophet Muhammad, even in Sayyidina Umar, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, same thing happened to him. We know the story about the prisoners of war in the Battle of Badr. Allah left this particular rule, left a gap in it. And he said, let me see who is going to fill this gap right. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't fill it right. Abu Bakr didn't fill it right. Umar filled it right. And then Allah has confirmed what Umar has decided. مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ أَسْرَى حَتَّى يُثْقِنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَتُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah has endorsed what Umar said, which was opposite to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr said. So that shows the qualities of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Even the adhan that we call, Allah did not say the adhan, Allah did not send the adhan down. Allah left it blank for one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad to come up with this adhan, and then it will match the adhan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the quality of this Prophet. So that is the first concept. That is, there are so many examples about people that have said things and done things, and then Allah will show at the end that this is exactly what He wanted, to show the quality of those people. The second thing that we need to understand, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs the affairs of this universe, He also does the same thing. He leaves the room for people to make decisions. At the end, He will show that the decisions they made are matching to His decisions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are matching to what He wanted, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He, to show the quality of those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to show the quality of those creation, because there are also other angels are given these gaps, the opportunity to fill in these gaps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally leaves for them to fill. So here we go. In the first incident, the incident of the boat. This guy, if I may use this expression, this guy was assigned the shift, this shift in this place at this time. This divinely taught person, he was assigned this task. Is whatever happens in your, in this time, okay, in this area, you make decision on what to do. You make decision on what to do, okay, to protect those slaves, or to improve the condition, is to implement the mercy of Allah. To implement the mercy of Allah. So it is left a blank for you to do this. This is your shift, and this is the place where you're assigned. If I don't tell you what to do, you do it on your own. So here's the situation. The guy did ride the boat. And he was divinely taught by Allah that the boat is going to be stolen by a mighty, mean king. Okay, so here we go. Here's this incident. And it's within his jurisdiction at his shift. Now, he waited for instructions from Allah. Allah didn't give him the instructions. So what he wants to do? Then he thought, what can I do? What can I do to fix the problem? What can I do to bring mercy of Allah down to those people? He made a decision, which is ruining the ship. That's the best he can come up with. So he sneaked back and he ruined the ship. And Prophet Musa said, well, what are you doing? What the heck are you doing? What are you doing? I told you that you will not be able to, maintain patience and not question the wisdom of Allah. Look at you, you're questioning the wisdom of Allah. So he said, okay, sorry, I'm not going to ask you again. Then in the second situation, then, using this understanding, we go to the second verse at the end where he said, فَأَرَدْنَا. So now why it is فَأَرَدْنَا, we wanted. What happens is that if you look at the time span from the boy growing up until he becomes a man, until he shows his parents help, and makes them miserable. The time span is longer than the shift of this guy. This guy is only present at this time for, let's say, he has a cover from this time to this time. Now, when he leaves, that's beyond his cover. Somebody else is going to cover up. So there is a team of people. This task is assigned to a team of people and other creation of Allah to make decisions on their own, to bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the gap left for them. So here we go. This guy was encountered with this situation. He saw the boy. He knew that the boy is going to grow up to be a criminal, wicked, mean criminal who's going to torture his parents, who are very righteous people. Allah wants to bring them mercy. So he waited for instructions from Allah. No instructions came down. So he realized this is one of the gaps that he has to fill. So, alright, so he wanted to make a decision, but he is unable to do the decision on his own because of the time span. So he consulted with the other team, other members of the team who are in charge. So he asked the angel who is in charge of imposing the divisions of life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided life among us. So he said, okay, those parents can have how many boys? He said, only one. He said, are you sure? He said, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have only assigned to them a one boy. That's their share of life. They are not going to get more than that. Okay, so they are going to get only one boy? One boy. So what should we do now? If we let this boy live, he's going to be the boy. Nobody else. And he's going to really give them a hard time. Then he consults with the person who is coming, you know, who was in the charge, who will be in the charge at that time, who's covering that shift. When the boy becomes a man and he is doing evil. He consulted with him. He said, okay, now, is there any way to change this boy and to do something to make him a good person? He says, no. Are you sure? He said, there is no way unless we take away his free will and force him by the remote control. But if we give him the freedom that Allah has guaranteed to him and guaranteed to every human being, he will no way be other than criminal. So there is no other way? There is no other way. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So there is no other way? There is no other way. So, okay, what to do? I mean, I guess the only way out is to kill the boy. So he killed the boy. Now, look, when the gaps have to be filled by creation of Allah, it includes some sour. You know, I like to call sweet mercy and sour mercy, right? Sweet mercy is the mercy when you get gifts. Sour mercy is the mercy when your ship is ruined and when your boy is killed. That's a sour mercy. It's mercy, definitely, but it is sour. It is not sweet. So we pray to Allah to give us from His sweet mercy, not from His sour mercy. So now, look, when the team made the decision was a sour mercy, killing the boy. When the guy made a decision, the divinely taught slave made a decision, it was a sour mercy, which is ruining the ship. But now look at the third scenario. When now Allah did not leave it blank, Allah Himself made the decision. It wasn't sour, it was sweet. Why? It involved maintaining the construction of that wall. Maintain the construction of the wall. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ كَنْزَهُمَا. Allah wanted the boys to grow up and be strong enough to be able to handle digging out the treasure and keeping it for themselves and not losing the treasure. Okay? So Allah wanted this to happen. And now nobody, they are grown up so that they can defend their treasure. The wicked people of the town cannot steal it from them. Allah wanted this to happen. How does Allah, what brings down His mercy? Sweetness. How? Construction of the wall. Does it involve ruining a ship? No. Does it involve killing a boy? No. Why? Because He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the things to learn from that is, whenever you have sour mercy, maybe it is a blank that Allah had left to His slaves to fill, and they could not do any better than that. when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of this mercy Himself, it will be a sweet mercy, a mercy that you would enjoy and appreciate. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.